The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Welcome everyone to this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. We are very excited to have all of you with us today because we have a very, very, very special guest with us, but before we go into that, Dr. Hitch, are you there? How are you?
I'm doing great, my dear. How are you?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful day here in New York.
Well, in Palm Springs, we're doing okay for ourselves, too. Hopefully, we're going to have a high of maybe low 70s, but I have to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, which started Friday evening, and also
happy Hanukkah.
I'm going to wish you a pre-happy Christmas or Merry Christmas. How's that?
Thank you so much. The same to you and your loved ones. And to all our listeners who are listening in, we have a very, very interesting guest that's part of continuing the part of the discussions that we've been having the last couple of weeks on the Mayan calendar.
Okay. And, well, actually, I have some bit of news, so let's put them on suspense for a few minutes, and then when we get to a break, just before we go to our break, I have a couple of interesting information, but I'll let ladies first, so you can go first, and then I'll jump in afterwards. This is pretty interesting.
Oh, sure. Well, this is something that came out for our current news section of the day. This is news that's been hitting the news channels, and a number of interesting talk show hosts are talking about this. And it was just published in December of 2009 in the prestigious journal. It's a very interesting study because when it was published in the Breast Cancer Research and Treatment Journal, just as I said, on December 9, 2009, and the results of the study are said to be the first to suggest that dietary compounds could reduce the risk of cancer by targeting stem cells. And what they found are that these compounds are found in spices and may actually reduce the risk of breast cancer formation by stopping the growth of stem cells that spawn the tumors. And this is a new study that they did at the University of Michigan. And what they have found and what we have been finding in our research, Dr. H, is that curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric, and piperin, found in black peppers, actually decrease the number of stem cells while having no effect on normal differentiated cells. And as you know, according to the American Cancer Society, that almost 195,000 new cases of breast cancer will be diagnosed in the U.S. this year. And over 40,000 women and men also will die from the disease. So this is very exciting. But remember, this study was done in vitro. So it's not gone on into animal or, human studies as yet. So we're very excited to see, what else is going to come out of this study. But the lead researcher shows that curcumin are not toxic, was found not to be toxic to normal breast tissue. And women at high risk of breast cancer right now can choose to take the drugs tamoxifen or raloxifen for prevention. But most women won't take these drugs because there's too much of toxicity.
Right.
So the concept that dietary compounds can help is attractive, and curcumin and piperine appear to have very low toxicity. So this is very exciting research. So that's my piece for the day.
It's interesting when you say about the stem cell, because there's companies out there that have, quote-unquote, stem cell enhancement supplements, And yet you mentioned before in your article that stem cells can also have cancers. So taking the curcumin sounds like the safer way to go as opposed to trying to improve something in the body, which may also be strengthening the cancer cells too.
Absolutely. And we have found other studies that show that curcumin has been used in more than, I think, about 30 NIH studies to date. In fact, the numbers are increasing that show that they've been used very effectively in pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, ovarian cancer. So the studies are very, very exciting, and we need more of these studies to come out. But these products are not toxic, the spices. And, you know, it, adding a little bit in the diet, it's a very, very good way that the ancient Ayurvedic doctors and people in the East have been doing for a very long time to improve their health and well-being.
Well, I found a couple articles really interesting. They're both tied into the same thing, and I'll talk about both of them, and I'll tie it in. One article talked about vitamin D deficiency, you know, associated with breast cancer. And for me, we know that if we go outside into the sun, if we live in an area like I live in Palm Springs, so we have the sun quite a bit. I know people up in, like where you're at, maybe in the northeast or even the northwest part of the country, that time element is really short. To get the full amount of vitamin D from the sun, it's from 10 a.m. to noon, so you have that two-hour window. The problem is, in my theory, is that we're concerned about the UV rays, so we take suntan lotion. Suntan lotion has a tendency of coating the skin, so the vitamin D is not able to get from the sun into the body. We're concerned about cholesterol. Cholesterol is desperately needed for the skin, particularly to help the vitamin D go into the body. We're not taking enough of essential fatty acids, particularly the omega-3s, and that creates a problem with the skin. So we have this little domino effect, and so now what happens is, you know, we become vitamin D deficient. Now, another article is, and this is interesting too, that the amount of people in the United States that are myopic, that are nearsighted, has doubled. They did a census in 1971 to 1974, and they did an age between 12 and 24 years old, and it was 25% of the people between 12 and 24, the children and the adults, were myopic, were nearsighted in the United States. They did one 2001 to 2004. It almost doubled. It almost doubled. So there was a question, why are people, you know, becoming more myopic, more nearsighted? Well, as everybody knows, my first profession was an optometrist, so, I grabbed onto this, and I said, well, it's probably because of hereditary factors. So if somebody's nearsighted, we're going to have the myopic gene, so consequently, you know, one of the children are going to become nearsighted, and that's been proven. A study was done in Australia, and here we go again about the sunshine. The study was found that when the children are allowed to play outside and they're able to focus more out in the distance, having the sun in their eyes, being exposed to the sunshine, the vitamin D, of course, and the ability to play outside and look out into the distance as opposed to being inside and being on the computer, doing tons and tons of homework, doing that close work, they found there was a less percentage of the children, even though it's a hereditary factor, a less percent of the children becoming nearsighted. So the importance is for we need to spend more time outside. And the sad thing that I have found, at least in California, Dr. Vijay, I don't know about in New York, is that the elementary schools, particularly the elementary schools, are eliminating what we call recess, where we're outside playing. Today, the kids are exposed totally inside the schools with the fluorescent lighting, with the computers and the whole nine yards, so they're not getting the sunshine. There's a vitamin D deficiency. They're not being able to play outside to get that exposure of strengthening the muscles, you know, to look further away. And one last thing, as long as I'm on a roll, because this also pertains to kids, too. I don't know if anybody saw this or not, but this talks a lot about, you know, this H1N1 flu vaccine, yeah, and people line up. Kids' swine flu shots recalled not strong enough. Hundreds of thousands of swine flu shots for children have been recalled because tests indicate the vaccine doses lost some strength, the government stated. Now, they're not sure who had these vaccines, but the CDC is assuring parents and saying, because the children have to have two inoculations with this H1N1, and they're already preset in the syringes. So even though they're saying that over almost a million of the doses of the swine flu vaccine, particularly for children, has been diluted, doesn't have the strength that it's supposed to have, that if your child has had that, but how do you know if they've had it or not had it, they're supposed to be okay, and that there's not the ability to use, or they don't need to use a third vaccine. This is just the beginning of this, and we're going to find more and more that possibly that some of this stuff was outdated, some of this stuff was made too soon, made too quick, because it was amazing to me how we were told in the summertime that we were going to have this pandemic in October, and October passed, we'd have a pandemic, and for everybody to be vaccinated. So if you haven't been vaccinated, read this article. It's pretty interesting. Think twice. I remember we had a pediatrician on our show a few weeks ago, and we asked her, and she said, I would not have my children vaccinated.
Well, that's very, very, very good advice, that you have to take precautions and know the risk factors and know whether your child's in a high-risk group before you send him or her for the vaccination. But there's also an interesting study that showed that probiotics can reduce the flu symptoms. And the study was actually, although performed in China, but was published recently in Pediatrics, that's a journal, Pediatrics, and suggests that flu symptoms can be reduced by dosing with probiotics. And probiotics are defined, as you know, good bacteria that can aid the immune function. So, you know, there are many, many things that parents and even adults that we can do to bring down the flu in this season. So, you know, it's wise to pay attention to the natural products and what we can do to strengthen our immune system first.
Well, before we go to our commercial break, let's introduce our guests, and then we'll keep them in suspense and keep everybody in suspense, and after we come back, we'll talk. Joseph Giovi talks about the Mayan calendar and the year 2012. Joseph is the executive producer of the film project Shift of the Ages and is also founder and executive director of CommonPassion.org, a global nonprofit organization with thousands of members whose mission is the practical application of consciousness-related research towards creating social and environmental harmony. Joseph, welcome to our show, and we're going to go to a commercial break, so you can say hi to everybody, and then we're going to go to commercial.
Hello, everybody. Joseph here. Glad to be here.
Thanks.
Okay. Welcome to the show, and we'll talk to you
thank
soon.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah, we're looking forward to talking to you and about this great, great movie, you know, that you're going to be bringing out sometime beginning next year, maybe the middle of next year. So let's go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Joseph Giovi.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, okay, good. Okay, we can do stereo, but go ahead, Dr. Vijay, ladies first again.
We're so excited about the guest, Dr. H, and that's why we are both like, you know, this is a very riveting, internationally known gentleman that we have, Mr. Joseph Giovi, and he's known in the field of collective consciousness, and he has orchestrated hundreds of global meditation and prayer events over the last 10 years. And many of these programs are based on the key dates in the Mayan calendar. So we're very, very happy to welcome Joseph again on our show. And please tell us, how did you become involved in indigenous Mayan culture and the elders in this culture?
You know, that's a very interesting question. You know, through the work with Common Passion and doing these large global events, meditation and prayer events, we were always trying to include as many groups as possible. With this Common Passion as a non-denominational, non-religious organization, we wanted as many organizations cross ideological boundaries as possible. So I was making contact with various indigenous groups, groups in India and around the world, Christian groups, Islamic groups, to see if we can get everybody on the planet consistent and coherent around various ideas of peace, harmony, not only at a collective level but also at a community level. And it was in that course of that work over the last 10 years that I came across various Mayan scholars, researchers, and then about 5-6 years ago, I met the Grand Elder of the Living Mayans, Don Alejandro Cirilo Perez Oshla, in India, as he was meeting with a great Indian avatar, Sri Bhagavan. And so it was helping to film that historic meeting, and it was through that meeting in India that I came directly in contact with the Mayan elders, and began a relationship there, bringing people to Guatemala to learn about the Mayans, to help dispel misconceptions about the culture, and it was through that relationship that we eventually decided to make a film about the Mayan civilization, the Mayan culture, and in particular the end of the Mayan calendar from the Mayan perspective. This is the unique part of what we're doing, is that we're offering a view of the Maya from the Maya, not from Western Hollywood or Western scholarly perspective, but from the Maya themselves.
You know, a couple weeks ago, we had Luna Joy on our show, and she helped us to carry this message, even though our show, We think it's on health and wellness, but it's also on spirituality too. So we try to balance that physical, emotional, and spiritual part of our life. And part of that is to help people expel the fear of what's going to happen in 2012. And Luna Joy enlightened us with a lot of information also. And with you coming on our show, it just complements this, because it's so important for people to know that in exactly what you just said before. One of the questions that Why is there so much fear and speculation about the Mayan calendar, even though it's not the same dates, you know, as the Christian calendars?
You know, that's really a good question, and I'm glad Aluna was on here.
We could have Joseph
for, because
your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Thank you.
listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I didn't go anyplace. I don't know what happened. But Joseph, I apologize for what happened, so I guess maybe we had one of these shifts that you're talking about on our show.
Right.
Wow. So where were we? I guess you guys were having a nice conversation without me, so please continue what you're talking about. I apologize.
Sure. You know, one of the things
we were just talking about the uncertainties of the age, you know, and this is one of the technical, blips that happened, among other things. But Joseph, continue with what you were saying. Why? What is this uncertainty about the age? What is this paradigm shift?
Right. You know, the short answer to the question about what the shift is and why there is so much fear around the end of the Mayan calendar is really quite simple. You know, the Mayan calendar is a very complex system, and in actuality, there are like 20 calendars that all work together. It's not as simple as the Gregorian calendar where we're just ticking off a count of days where each day means nothing. There's a 13-day cycle, that's one calendar. There's a 20-day cycle, there's a 260-day cycle, there's cycles that correspond to the seasons. There are cycles in the Mayan calendrical system that have no known astrological or astronomical orientation. They don't seem to match up to any sort of physical phenomenon that we know of. And there is one of these cycles that's called the long count, roughly 5,200 years calendar. And that is the count, the calendar that supposedly ends on December 21st, 2012. And, of course, the assumption which is breeding all the fear is that because the Mayans were such an advanced civilization and they had this amazing calendrical system, why would the calendar end on a certain day? That must mean the Mayans think it's the end of the world. That is a ridiculous conclusion from amazingly limited facts. The truth is that there have been multiple ages, what they call suns, S-U-N-S, what we might interpret as epochs of creation or epical periods. There have been multiple ones of those. This is like the fourth or fifth one, depending on who you listen to and how that's reckoned. So the fear is being bred by people making the assumption that since this long count ends, that means the Mayans thought it's the end of the world, and the Mayans don't say any such thing. In any of their ancient texts, any of the glyphs, or what the living Mayans are saying, the elders that I know, they're not saying at all it's the end of the world. And so that's what's breeding the fear. I believe it's profiteering on fear is really what it is. And I think, you know, we're talking about a show about health and wellness, and we all know that fear is not a very good place to be if you want to be healthy, well, and balanced in your life. And so I'm very pleased to be here helping to dispel these myths.
That's a very powerful statement you said about profiteering, and we see Hollywood doing this, and we see, you know, television programs doing this too. Tell us a little bit about the movie. I know we can go to a certain website, you know, to see snippets of it over there, and I love following, you know, as you're, I guess it was taking, 5 years to compile this information?
Yes, the project has occurred over 5 years. A lot of filming, a lot of, you know, there's a story itself developing, and we don't use actors. This is, I would say, a docu-movie. And so, you know, the story of the Maya had to unfold because part of their prophecy was that there would be 500 years of darkness for the Maya. And that at near the end of this existing sun, the fifth sun, this fifth period, that the Mayan civilization would regain awareness, that the men and women of wisdom would return, that's their ancestors, and help guide the Maya and the human species into the next epoch of creation, into the new sun. And so this story has been unfolding in the last 5 years. The grand elder of the Maya, we call him Tata for grandfather, he has risen from shoeshine boy, poor indigenous person in the villages of Guatemala, to now he's the ambassador of to the government of Guatemala, representing the indigenous Pueblos in Guatemala. And this all has happened in the last 2 years. So this is becoming part of the film. So as the story unfolds and their prophecy is fulfilled, it also indicates that there are other prophecies, that this new age is dawning. And that's what the Shift of the Ages film is about, is that right now we're in a shift. It's not something that happens on one day on the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere in December 2012.
Right.
When you consider the time, you know, just this one long count, 5,200 years, to say anything's going to happen on one day is just ridiculous. It's even more ridiculous when you get to spend time with the indigenous elders. They're very, very present oriented. They don't think about the future. I asked point blank to the grand elder Tata. I said, "What do you think of December 21st, 2012?" And he says, "I don't." You know, they don't really think of tomorrow, let alone 2 or 3 or 10 years from now. And so that's really what the film is about. We're making a film that is part biography of Tata, of grandfather, part about the Mayan culture, the history from their perspective, part about the shift and the prophecies and everything that the Mayan calendar and the Mayan culture talks about, and what they call their cosmovision. And we also want it to be an experiential film where people get a sense of what it's like to be with these very wise elders, men and women, that they're very earth-connected, they're medicine men and women, they still work with plants, they go through the villages, they don't charge. I mean, it's the way I feel that somehow medicine, health, and wellness needs to get back to, is that kind of connection where the community is involved in the health. And their culture was virtually
decimated. Please give the website.
Decimated.
Yeah, give
the
website a couple times of how we can see.
Yeah, the website is www.shiftoftheages.com. That's S-H-I-F-T of the ages, A-G-E-S.com.
You know, we've talked, Dr. Vijay and I have talked several times in regards to this shift, and I like what you said, that the shift does not start on December 21st, 2012. It's been happening already. I know for myself and for people that that I'm connected with, we seem to be getting these quote-unquote unresolved issues hitting us in the nose. And it's like, okay, are we going to deal with this? Are we going to do some house cleaning? Or are we going to go back into denial and shove it back down again? So we have this opportunity to do some house cleaning, what I call, and get rid of some of this baggage that we carry from the past and go on to what I call a higher level of consciousness. Not that we're going to be beamed up or anything like that, but we're just going to be a little bit clearer on what our life is about and not carry on our old stuff and let that drag us down. And I think that shift has already been happening for the past almost 2 years now.
Yeah, and it's actually from the Mayan timekeeping or system of reckoning time. It's been happening forever, actually. I mean, in fact, from my view, the best interpretation of what this amazingly sophisticated calendar system is talking about, it's talking about evolution. And in particular, in our age, the evolution of consciousness. And so, you know, we can speak about that in the abstract or in the general, but what does it mean to the individual? It's exactly what you just said. It is, how are you evolving in consciousness? I mean, biologically, we have evolved. We've had a biological evolution, but the evolution now appears to be at the level of consciousness. Look at the change in novelty, information turnover, speed of microprocessors. You know, virtually 10 years ago, you did not have access at your fingertips to the collective knowledge base of humankind. And so that is really what the shift is about. It's a shift in paradigms, but it's also happening at a level that's below our awareness. In other words, we're being informed at a more fundamental level for an impetus towards evolution. And that's what we're seeing around us. And if you're in a resistive mode and towards that future, that progressive evolution, then that resistance will show up as dis-ease in your life. Dis-ease in some fashion, you know, maybe manifested in the body, the maybe discontent in relationships, work relationships, personal relationships, and so on.
Well, this is very, very important news. I think we'll be going into break soon. And when we come back from break, we can talk a little bit more about, you know, how the conditions of, you know, 2012 have occurred in the past and what we can expect, you know, more in terms of these, you know, selecting a new outcome for you know, for ourselves in terms of transformation of consciousness and how the Mayans, you know, deciphered all this.
Absolutely. Be happy to share with what I know anyway.
So let's return back from the break and you know, inquire some more into these fundamental questions.
Okay.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. We have with us Joseph Jolie. Joseph, this is a very important movie that's going to be coming out, I understand, sometime the first half of the year. Can you tell us again what the website is and what the title of the movie again is?
Yes, the title of the movie, thank you, Dr. Vijay. The title of the movie is Shift of the Ages, and that is also the name of the website, shiftoftheages.com.
Now, it's very important because you've said that, I was reading about in your website and on other books that talk about the time frame here that the Mayans use, that that each cycle, that they talk about different cycles, and the cycles actually repeat itself. And, you know, that there are these, what we call the conditions of 2012, you know, have occurred in the past. And, you know, we can expect the same cycles of peace and war and, you know, to occur with more intensity. Is that true, what the Mayans are saying?
Well, I wouldn't say the Mayans say that. They have cycles within cycles in the calendar, and it's not, they are cycles that repeat, but it's not endlessly repeating the same cycle. It's difficult to try to explain this verbally without any visual aids, but it's, I would say they're more like accelerating cycles. And I think what we're experiencing in terms of the speed up of information processing and turnover, the what might be viewed as the increase in novelty, increase in new events, which corresponds directly to the increase in uncertainty. Think about 10 years ago trying to imagine what the state of the world would be here now. And so it's, the Mayans aren't saying, you know, they're not making specific predictions. It's just their calendar system seems to be tracking an unfolding evolution. Hmm. And you might even consider that they consider it a divine plan. Something is unfolding, not in a predestined way, but that patterns and energies in the universe, they follow a certain order. And it's that order that is unfolding that is manifesting through our individual lives and through culture and through the planet, basically, and perhaps even galactically is what they would say. And so it's not necessarily indicating more war, more violence. It's indicating more of everything. And I think the key that the elders tell us in terms of making it through this shift gracefully is purification and balance. Purification and balance. And they're speaking quite general, but they're also medicine men and women, and they speak to that individually as well. Is purify the mind, purify the body, and stay in balance. That is the way you transit change. And that applies to any time, any age. And that's really the core message of the Shift of the Ages. It's one of hope, promise, the dawning of a new age of enlightenment, of peace and harmony around the world, borders come down, equity. That's the promise that the elders are saying that the new sun holds for us. But in order to get through there, we need to purify, and we need to be ready vessels for a new age. And some of this is explained on the website. We also are producing, and our mission is to get the message of the Maya out. And we're doing that already. We're not necessarily waiting for the film to be released next year. Every 3 weeks or so, we're releasing a 3 to 5 minute video clip of interviewing the elders talking about, you know, the world's not going to end in 2012 and a few other things. So you can see some free short video clips on the website and on YouTube as well.
You know, what is exciting is that we've picked this lifetime to have front row seats of watching this shift happen. This is amazing.
It really is. I mean, could you have imagined a better, more exciting time than right now? And, of course, it all depends on your perspective. You know,
right, exactly.
Some people would see if they gauge their version of reality from watching the evening news, they're going to see a very bleak and dark world. But if someone steps into the philanthropy that's going on right now, the the thousands, tens of thousands of organizations that are helping to feed the hungry and bring education and equity to the world. There is a lot going on, and it's very exciting. I'm an optimist, but I'm also optimistic that what we're experiencing now will lead to a transformation, just like an individual going through a health crisis. Mm-hmm. You know, they really become wholesome in their understanding of themselves and their environment. Then they move through it, and they're bigger, better, and they receive the gift of the condition. And that's really what humanity is facing right now. We have a huge gift to embrace. And the Maya, that's what they're inviting us to. Embrace that gift. Embrace this transition. Purify. Let's welcome the new sun. In fact, that's what the elders say. It's like, and we have one of the video clips. He says there's a lot of fear going around about the end of the calendar. He says, for us, it's a time to celebrate. He says, one day it's December 31st, and the next day it's New Year's. It's time to celebrate. He says, that's the way we need to be thinking of this transition. It's time to celebrate. The work is done. We've made it through it. Now let's clean up our act, and let's go live that in the world. Let's be that shift.
That's well put. I like how you said about what the health crisis going on. And we see this, in our own professions, Dr. Vijay and I, that people will actually go through a healing crisis, going through a detox, and they'll feel worse before they feel better. Yet when they get through all that, they will feel much, much better. We only have a couple of minutes. You have an ambassador program you want to talk about?
Yes, and thank you for letting me share that. This is a really important part of getting this message out. You know, the 2012 movie, the Hollywood movie, they probably spent 100 times our whole film budget just on advertising. And it's actually done a good thing for us. But with a low budget independent film like this, we had to come up with a unique way of maintaining the right to the film, because typically an independent film will be purchased at film festivals,
right,
and then whatever distributor bought it, they own the rights, and they can change the film. And our promise to the elders is that we will maintain integrity with their message in the film. This means we cannot sell it that way. Instead, what we have done is created a global ambassador program where we're asking people to become ambassadors, to learn about the project, to give to the project, $39, $139, $495 or more. And in return, we give gifts to these ambassadors of the DVD when it comes out, the music soundtrack when it comes out. But in the meantime, these ambassadors become our grassroots campaign. And we have people all over the world now, and we want to have thousands, tens of thousands of those by the time we release the film, so that it can be talked about. There can be viewings in local communities all over the world. And so we really want this message out there, and that's how we're doing it. So my invitation is, come to the website, shiftoftheages.com, see what we're doing, and consider becoming an ambassador and supporting the Shift of the Ages right where you sit. Let's help eliminate the fear that is being promoted out there, and let's move back into center and give the Maya, our Maya elders, a voice in the world through modern media. That's what the ambassador program is
about. Whatever we can do, we will continue carrying the message, for your movie and the awesome work that you do. And even with commonpassions.org, we would try to help with that too.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's
I'd love
very
to speak
important thing
about
that you're doing here, raising consciousness, and and it has to start with one individual at a time, and spreading to the families, the communities, and the world at large.
Exactly.
It all starts with individual change and the shifting consciousness. Thank you so much, Joseph, for sharing your wisdom, your clarity of vision, and your hopes for the vision for the future. Thank you so much for being on the show, and we look forward to seeing your movie and sharing your message, as Howard said, to everyone, who's listening in, and they spreading the message to their families and friends.
That's right. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
So, Dr. Hicks, this is a very powerful session, eh?
Yes, yes. And the importance of being able to hear from the source of, you know, what really is happening, as opposed to what the news media or television or Hollywood, you know, how they can paint a picture.
Yes.
And it's really interesting, because what Joseph said, you know, how fear, through stress, through chronic conditions, there's this connection. So even though you and I focus on, you know, health and wellness, it's still the ability to try to help if possible. I mean, people have choices. If they want to get, you know, knocked out with fear and all the other things that go on and stress out their life, you know, that's their choice. I think for a lot of people, though, they need to know that they have a choice, and that if we can help them dilute, maybe not get rid of the fear, but if we can help dilute it, some of the fear in their body, the stress levels will go down. And you and I know when the stress levels go down, a lot of these chronic conditions that people run to the doctors seem to disappear. You know, people are feeling better because their stress level is down.
Well, I like what Joseph Jovi was saying about the message of the medicinal elders, you know, talking about cleansing and purifying
the body, the
mind, the soul, and finding balance in life. And you and I talk so much about this, because if we don't have the balance in the body, mind, and soul, you know, we are going to be skewed in all kinds of directions, and the clarity is just not there in our vision, in our lives, and it's so important to have that. And you have to start with the individual. You can't talk about changing consciousness in the world,
right,
because it starts with ourselves. And sometimes, as we said before many, many times, it may start with a health crisis. And that crisis, it may propel us then to take this to another level.
It's that person in the mirror, that's who we need to start with. You know, it's interesting, because when Joseph mentioned about balance, that, you know, and I know myself and a lot of people that know me, that I am so much of a Libra that, you know, I really strive for balance. You know, it's a very important thing in my life.
Yes.
And it's almost a priority. And to be balanced physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know, this is the goal. And it's not that difficult. It's, you know, we are people of extremes. We come into this world, it's all or nothing. I mean, we learn as infants that it's all about us. And we have, you know, people, parents, grandparents that are going to, you know, going to help enable us that it's all about us. But as time goes by and as we get more mature, we realize that life is a balance, and that it doesn't have to be all or nothing, that we can find the swing of the pendulum doesn't have to go back and forth so much. It can stay pretty much in the center. And for some of us, it's difficult. Yet as time goes by, you know, I'm finding for myself, and I'm sure for you and maybe a lot of our listeners, that it's a little bit easier to find that balance and not go to the extremes like we were taught. But, yeah, we probably were taught that.
Well, yes, and you know, you have written in your books, and I've certainly talked again and again in my seminars and in the book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, mm-hmm. and Other Deadly Killers. And we talk about the evidence base, the research, the science that's coming into anti-inflammatory healing remedies, and how the balance using natural products, using meditation, using exercise, and getting adequate sleep, all that balance has to come into our life, so that we can prevent all these illnesses, the health crisis that's happening, address them, and just, you know, change our consciousness, be open to change, you know. So that's a very, very powerful message that the show has been bringing for a lot of people. You know, and I'm very grateful that, you know, we are able to be given this opportunity to do this show and to reach many, many people, our listeners especially, and our listeners communicating with us, you know, how important it is for them to listen to all these choices that they have in their health and well-being.
And you know, we are just part of the teacher and the student. So sometimes we're the student, sometimes we're the teacher. And for us to be able to carry this message, because we were taught by other teachers, you know, and they carry that message. And I think one of the goals I know for myself is, and for to help others too, is that take responsibility. Don't just be the sheep. Don't be just led, you know, by the nose and say, well, this is what's going to happen. This is, for example, like what our show today is, to take responsibility, educate ourselves, you know, whether it's your book, my books, you know, whoever. Go to shiftoftheages.com, take a look at it and see. And, you know, just take a look at it and step back and say, okay, this makes some sense. well, maybe it's not so much to that extreme again, you know, where the end of the world is going to be at the end of 2012. Wow. Next week, as long as I'm on a roll, we're going to have John James, and he wrote this powerful book, When Children Grieve. Remember, Dr. Vijay, he was on our show, I think, about three,
yes,
4 months ago on the Grief,
yes,
Recovery Handbook, which is a very, very powerful book on grieving. And when I was looking through his book the past week or so, When Children Grieve, since he's going to be on our show next Wednesday, I started thinking, wow, I was never taught any of this. So this is going to be a very powerful show on grieving, not only for children, because even though the book talks about for children, but also for us adults, too.
Right. And it's a pleasure to have him back again and to share his wisdom with all of us.
So, what are you going to be doing for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to be in Nicaragua next week, unfortunately, and I may not be on the show, but certainly I'm going to catch up on it on our archives. And so this is going to be a time with a family, and, so I'm going to be in faraway Nicaragua during Christmas and to come back. But, I just want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas and,
yes,
a wonderful new year ahead and, all the best in health, wealth, and, prosperity and happiness, joy to the heart for everyone.
And again, as I said at the beginning of the show, Happy Hanukkah for everybody that follows that. I do. And a pre-Merry Christmas for next week, and a great, great, great New Year's. And I love when I say this at the end of the show, because I really believe it from my heart. If no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first one to tell you. And I love all of you.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.